I'm Canadian Space Agency astronaut Dr. Dave Williams. Welcome to the series, My Body in Space. This is going to be a fantastic mission, having the incredible experience of lying flat on your back on the launch pad.
Flight crew, close and lock your visors and initiate O2 flow.
Going through that final 10 seconds of the count before liftoff.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
Where all of a sudden you've got 7 million pounds of thrust beneath you.
Speed 3,000 miles an hour.
You're shaking back and forth, and 8.5 minutes later, you're floating freely in space. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. So in 1992, when there was a call for a second group of astronauts, I got my application in. I had, I think, 5,300 people apply, and I always love to share with people is that there were over 600 applications from kids less than 10 years of age. And isn't that fantastic that there are kids out there who say, I want to be an astronaut, I'm going to send in my application too. To me, that represents the passion that those kids have. So I was a kind of kid who was always really very curious, whether I was inside on a rainy day looking at the television, kind of wondering how this thing actually works, to then taking it apart. Another thing that was a lot of fun was we made little motorcycles, if you will, out of our bicycles by taking our parents' lawnmower, taking it apart and putting the engine on sideways and running a little pulley from the engine back down to the rear wheel of our bikes and things. I mean, this was the kind of stuff that I learned a lot about many different things just simply by doing it. I think that if you were to go back and talk to any of my teachers there and say, if you had to pick somebody from this classroom, who would be the astronaut? I doubt I ever would have been picked. My marks were bad, but I certainly wasn't a straight A student or anything like that. And I think a lot of that reflected the fact that I hadn't yet found the passion that drove me.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. You are go for TOI, over.
Captivated me at that point was watching those early explorers, space explorers on television and seeing the kinds of things that they were doing. Going off the surface of the planet, exploring space, absolutely amazing. So I thought, well, even though this is a dream of mine that I'd love to have come true, what about exploring underwater? And I used to watch Jacques Cousteau on TV every Sunday night. So I started scuba diving at a very young age. I was 13 years old. I learned from that science was just part of enabling me to explore. I ended up with getting jobs as a summer lifeguard and working in pools, and from my experience as a lifeguard, I wanted to then go on into medicine and that kind of exciting feeling that you get working and dealing with emergency situations. It's truly an amazing experience to actually save somebody's life. And then going on to explore space, to me, is just it's a culmination of my passion to explore. Because to me, exploration is the quest for knowledge. That search, that desire for knowledge, is the same desire that you have whether you're working in a cancer lab, whether you're summiting Mount Everest, whether you're exploring space. This time, instead of being a space researcher, I'm going to help build the space station, getting a chance to go outside and do 3 spacewalks. Can you imagine what it'll be like when the airlock hatch opens, you stick our head out for the first time, looking down at the Earth below me. Absolutely incredible. This is going to be a fantastic mission.